Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Folks call it the Kardashian curse. I call it just sad and stupid. Khloe Kardashian's baby daddy, NBA baller Tristan Thompson, was exposed last night, of course, by TMZ, that he's been cheating on Khloe since she was like 3 months pregnant, if not before. The latest is a woman claiming she spent the night with Tristan Thomas at a NYC hotel this past weekend, posted and quickly deleted a sex tape and a number of raunchy text messages, allegedly with the NBA All-Star. According to TMZ, the woman, who goes by the name of Miss Stephanie on Instagram, claims she's the one who was seen in a video Saturday night walking into a Manhattan Four Seasons with Tristan. Now, Tuesday night, she filled her IG story alleged texts from Tristan and a video of a couple having sex, and she claims that it's her and Tristan. Why she would do this, I don't know. Why this would happen while Khloe is finally having a baby and finally thinking she found love. Regardless on the success and failures of her relationships, nobody deserves this much embarrassment. He and Khloe are expecting a daughter together any day now. That's just terrible. Oh my God. Okay, so Mariah Carey finally discloses her battle with bipolar disorder, and I thought she was just a diva. Back in 2001, Mariah Carey went through a public meltdown that had many observers questioning the legendary diva's psychological state. It turns out she's actually been diagnosed with bipolar disorder around that time. This according to allhiphop.com. Mariah Carey finally spoke out for the first time about her battle with the mental health issue, characterized by periods of depression and mania. The four-decade entertainment veteran, according to the website, addressed the diagnosis in a cover story for People magazine. She said, "Until recently, I lived in denial and isolation and in constant fear someone would expose me. It was too heavy of a burden to carry, and I simply couldn't do that anymore. I sought and received treatment. I put positive people around me. I go back to doing what I love, writing songs and making music." So that's a good thing. Prayers out to her. So I know you all got your hopes up that Meek Mill will be out soon. He is kinda sorta, like in a video. The Dreams and Nightmares hitmaker is currently behind bars after being sentenced to what they say is an unfair 2 to 4 years for violating his probation. Although he is currently incarcerated, he's still releasing new music and videos. He dropped a visual for the track Taken from his 2017 album Wins and Losses this past Monday. In the footage, Mill is seen walking out of prison where he is met by a group of reporters who ask him what it feels like to be free. The video also shows clips of Mill's most devoted fans at the Free Meek Mill rally, which took place in Philly last year. Fans and the rapper himself have been challenging his controversial ruling since he was sentenced. He was once again denied bail last week. His lawyers are still appealing the Pennsylvania Supreme Court officials. Following reports suggesting the arresting officer in the original 2008 case had been named as part of a police corruption scandal in Philadelphia and has been accused of lying under oath to put the MC behind bars. Wasn't enough to get him out. Mill's lawyers are still appealing to the Supreme Court to have him released. And listen to this. AllHipHop.com is reporting the story. A Florida-born con artist pulled a fast one in the name of the rap legend Biggie Smalls. According to reports, Clayton Jacobs ran a scam with phony credit cards and booked rooms at a pricey hotel in New York City. This man checked in under the assumed name Biggie Smalls and managed to stay at the hotel for 3 months. It took months for employees to catch on to the scam. In total, this man is accused of living it up while cheating the hotel out of $50,000 worth of bills that he racked up staying under the Biggie Smalls alias. First of all, who is working at this hotel? Okay, who is wrong here? The employees at the hotel or the guy? I can't.